Hello, welcome to Killer Crawlspace. This is episode 47. This goes back into the Rodan Massacre episodes that I've been recording here lately. But this one goes into the poems, and I will be discussing about them. And I know there's been a few people, you know, that said that it's kind of, they've already been talked about and all that. But this is kind of people that's like outside of the group that just listen to my podcast, trying to get more information out on this case. But I'm going to read each poem. And then I'm going to go through the papers and stuff of other people I've talked to. And I also have an audio recording of Tim, my death row pen pal inmate. He also, like I said, gave his opinion on them. But like I said, I'm going to read these poems real quick. But the first poem is May 18th, 2016. And it starts off with,
Each to his own, when Kentucky is home, no sin goes unpunished. When the voice is their own, Poppy is dead now. I fell down. Where's Jones at? He's dead. I know that. The baby is crying. Hey, speak. I know where the key was. Bedroom, bathroom, go on. Sing me a tune. Tell her to say CRG. Please don't turn me in. I'm going to go check on F. Good dog. Tell him you called the checkup on him. He's dead. He knows that. Shh. Pick that up. Steady. Check to see if he is all right now. Let Lucifer go forth to claim his own. Innocence is not lost. She has brought them home. Rest in peace. CG, DC, HF, HK.
Okay, the next one is May 18th, 2016. But it starts off
with, no, it is sad. Listen. Then it has 000. Poppy is dead now. 006. Where's Jones or Jonesy at? He's dead. I know that. Then at 124, little boy says, hey. 138, he is telling her to say as she speaks it, but I know where the key was at. At 200, little boy says, good dog. 037, someone says, go on. 035, fake high-pitched reflection. 029, baby crying. Then it has 00, tell them you call the checkup on them. 051, pick that up. 056, steady. 031, he knows that. And 103, see if he is all right now.
And this poem starts off on May 20th, 2016. But it says,
why do you curse poverty and the people of the woods? Have you stopped to consider how much your life is worth? 32 bullets, some in your sleep. How would your child feel if she could no longer speak? You are no different to them or us. You're just a dead man walking right along with the rest of us. We respect the angel of death and try to understand why we grieve, but people like you only work to deceive. On your shoulder sits a chip for all to see of your self-importance and one'sness greed, and how much will you be worth in their time of need.
And now this poem is May 21st, 2016.
Why would you reply to the angel of death? Did your mentor send you to mock the dead? Does he stand around courtrooms behind closed doors? Couples, college, thinkers, workers, pushovers, hookers, druggies, and thieves. Each of their own in varying degrees. Two families split apart by mental disease. One to the left and one to the right. Old school ways or misfits and strife. In the middle of vein runs deep. Cousins, friends, money, and greed. Not everything is as it seems. One of them pleads for forgiveness. One of them barks rough and mean. One of them agrees. One of them stumbled upon it. One of them uses different names. One of them needed control. One of them needed closure. And one of them is the mastermind. Ask, seek, knock, 3301. The one who holds the book is here on the board. They spoke of it lightly early on. Seek and ye shall find. Rubies are precious and delicate in the light, but this one has many secret things that Anon must bring to the light.
Okay, this is the last poem that I have, but it goes,
will the mark of Cain find you? Strange roosters running amok. Open the window, what lurks in the dark? Do you see me now? One stands at the window, one at the door, running to and fro and falling upon the floor. Hurry, they are stirring. The light just came on. Drape him quickly. What was that noise? Look down. What is that moving on the ground? Oh, God, no. Not her, too. Pow, pow, pow. In through the window and back out. Do you see me now? Call me over. Hurry. Make a haste. He just pulled up. The lights are in his face. Take the keys and leave the car. Get the cameras and back up to the door. Where is that tarp you brought? What are you doing here this late at night? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Do you see me now? Lock the door back and hand me that bone. He said he is up now. What do you want? Let's walk over here out of the way. Why waste bullets when no one can save the day? Carry him back to where he belongs. They will find him last, not knowing what went wrong. Do you see me now? Play me some ragtime and steady my hand. Water, wade in the water. Get out when they blow. 7-card stud is just a show. Curse of those that show me the door. Do you see me now?
But most of you know, like I said, it's in the group. The individual went by Rambling Rose, and they posted these in topics for a short period of time. And there is even some thoughts, you know, of who this Rambling Rose was. Like, I have a couple names written down. Sorry, you'll probably hear paperwork. But a Jerry Rose was a suspect, and he died in a single car crash in August of 2016. And there's another one, Alicia Federici or something. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But she was another suspect. I know there's been some more that I've seen. But they go into the Rambling Roads because there's a song by the Grateful Dead called Ramble on Rose. And it says in it, do you say your name was Ramblin' Rose? So it kind of makes you kind of wonder about that. And so you kind of go through them and see, you know, what, because like I said, most people think, you know, not most, I should say some people think it's the cartel, but I think that's already been ruled out by a lot of people. And let's see, trying to think here. Sorry if you're hearing paperwork, me moving paperwork in the background. But somebody sent me some notes that they thought I would like to read. It's the Will the Mark of Cain Find You? And they were mentioning that they found something interesting because on April 22nd, 2016 was a full moon. And they're talking about, you know, the biblical story of Cain killing his brother Abel. And, you know, there's many theories as to what the Mark of Cain could possibly refer to, as mentioned in R.O. with Ramblin' Rose poems. One suggestion I read is that the mark is basically signs in the heavens, in particular certain full moon phases. And another commentary I read with no reason offered that the Mark of Cain can refer to a protective tattoo or a blood bond like blood brothers. And since the sign is meant to deter people who might attack Cain, the majority of writers have concluded that the Mark of Cain must be something about him that shows he has divine protection, tattoo, special hairstyle, or the like. And like I said, basically, Mark of Cain is that he's worried that people will find him and kill him to avenge his murder of Abel. God replies, no, not so. If anyone kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold. So, that's kind of the religious aspect of this. Is it, you know, true? It's an interesting thing. Sorry if you hear me kind of, I've been sick again. So, bear with me. Like, I have a runny nose and all that fun stuff. But I kind of agree with what they said, though, at the end. Because they said poetry is very personal. Like, I've wrote poetry for 16 years. Like, yeah, I write about a lot of weird things and nonsense. But a lot of, like, my more serious things are very personal to me. And, well, they also mentioned, too, kind of like you basically, you just make your bed and now you lie in it. And mention of the card game of the poems also fits with that. So like I said, I agree with a lot of that, saying that that poem has deeper meaning to it. One of my friends on Facebook, she mentioned about they're in code and sounds more like a two-person conversation transcribed, especially when you read each one from the end to the beginning. They don't seem like poems, but more of a basically a stream of consciousness, like talking to himself and with bits of external conversation, observation mixed in. And she believes the original target was Poppy, which she has Poppy wrote as Hannah. and look to the ex or the father of the four-year-old. He's the only one to benefit from this. She means like custody, no child support, jealousy, stuff like that. I find that very interesting. Sorry, like I said, excuse me for if I sound a little rough at times. But another one of my friends from Facebook, she said, very interesting work. The first part I find, it's interesting that the devil is a woman, and my take on it stems from abuse and murder. The fact, can you see me now, streams neglect of abuse, and the result is killing someone, maybe the abusers or someone who triggered them. And that was her thoughts on it, which I found that very interesting, too, at the first glance that she saw of it. Like I said, excuse me. This one I talked to, I don't know if you guys would know her. Her name's Catherine Ramslin. I know she's been like on some TV shows and documentaries with serial killers. I read one of her books that she done with Dennis Rader, the BTK killer. But I reached out to her, and this was what she said about it. The poetry isn't very good as poetry, but in a way that it suggests someone trying to imagine being the killer. It lacks the anger I'd have expected from a targeting spree killer. Some of it derives from media coverage, maybe all of it. I don't see how it would help with a lead unless someone they knew was a wannabe poet who had a grudge. And she asked me basically, where did you see this poem? Was it handwritten or typed like this with numbers on the side? It doesn't contain enough auto leaks to help with the conviction either, but does suggest motive if the killer is ID'd. Still, the complaints, mission, anger that the poem suggests don't show up in the word choice or the phrasing tempo. These seem even less like a killer and more like someone who has a grudge and wants to attach himself to the incidents. I find her, you know, very, well, her opinion very interesting too as well. Because there's times when I've read the poems and I'm kind of like, you know, like why, you know, but a lot of them do make, well, sorry if you hear me going through the notebook, but like there's some parts of it that just kind of baffles me, you know, about like, you know, moving the body and all that, and why waste the bullets, get the cameras, because back up the door and hurry, they are stirring, the light just came on. So cause that's like my main thing, like you would think in that whole area people would hear gunshots, and you know, they were all close together. So, and like I said, a lot of people mentioned the dogs and all that. But I'm going to end this episode right now. And like I said, sorry if, you know, if I didn't really share a whole lot of new interesting facts on these poems. Like I said, they're interesting, as like, if you read them and stuff. But you don't know how, like, I'm kind of 50-50 on them. You know, my personal opinion, like, are they somebody that was there or knew about it or something? Or it's like what Catherine said, that it's just somebody that holds a grudge and actually wasn't there at all. Because a lot of these things, though, too, you know, some of it seems like it is kind of, they have some knowledge. But then again, it seems like a lot of it's just the media that's already covered it. And this is just what they came up with, you know, by going off what the media said. But like I said, some of the poems, you know, kind of gives off a different vibe, though. Like I said, I'm going to wrap this episode up, and I thank you for tuning in. And the rest of this episode, you'll be hearing my conversation with Tim. Like I said, Tim is my friend that's on death row from Ohio. And at the time of this recording, his theory on who he thinks might have done it, like I said, I've read a lot of comments on and the groups and stuff, and I've not seen his, I've talked to a couple people, and they've not heard of his theory, so I'm interested to see what you all think of it. But thank you for tuning in. I'll see you on the next one.
I'll say this. The one poem posted on May 18th, 2016, its post number was number 865. I'll just read what I wrote on my notes. I can't remember which of these poems I read first, but that doesn't matter. What I do find very interesting is the underlying message of this poem. My personal opinion is that whoever wrote that poem and the others didn't just have inside information about the murders, but I also believe they were there when they were committed. I say that because of the first person references to things that happened inside the home where the baby was. Also, it is definitely more than coincidence, in my opinion, that the first initial of the first name of each victim was mentioned in that last line. You know, so that's my opinion on that poem. Mm-hmm. My opinion, and then here's the other one. The poem that was posted also on May 18th, 2016, its post number was 877. What was written after that, after the last line of that poem was very interesting. It said, quote, "This was planned, but not by a cartel, but by five of them known to them," end quote. When I read that, the first line that, or the first thing that came to my mind was that they were killed because of something related to drugs. I suspect large amounts of marijuana. I read a book called The Cornbread Mafia that was rather interesting a couple years back. I think maybe the rodents were involved with people who were like that on some level. You know, the Cornbread Mafia, they used to pay people to, they'd rent parcels of their property where people were growing crops, and they'd have them grow like, you know, an acre or so of marijuana, and then they just harvest it, and they pick it up, or, you know, those people would harvest it that were paying. I don't know, but I personally don't believe that a Mexican cartel is responsible for the rodent murders, even though some people may think that. From what I've learned about cartels, it's my opinion that both the small child and the infant would have been killed if a cartel had done it, because they don't have any problem killing infants, you know, and they don't have any respect for human life.
Yeah, somebody said, too, which made a good point with kids and stuff, that if it was cartel, they would have shot the dogs.
That they would have killed every living thing in the house, unless they chose to take the dog and keep it as a pet for themselves.
Well, from my understanding, somebody said the dog, like somebody in the family, I can't remember if it was the father or something to the lady, something about the dog was pretty vicious, like if it didn't know who he was, like it was coming after you, but I guess
right.
They had like an invisible fence, and if,
right.
if you were in that fence area, that dog was going to come after you, so I was like... I don't know, just kind
yeah.
of weird how...
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
But, you know, I mean, you know, here's the thing. If you got a vicious dog like that, and I grew up with, you know, a dog before, so I understand how they are. And if you came on our property and the dog didn't know you, you didn't want to get out of your car,
mm-hmm.
you know, until my dad came outside. So, you know, and there was a reference to the dog in at least one of the poems. You know, in some way. Yeah. And let me see. Another poem that was posted on May 20th, 2016, it was post number 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote, this one gives me the impression that the writer was jealous on some level. You know, like maybe the rodents were making money in some way that allowed them to improve their quality of life. And this person wasn't, maybe felt jealous or hurt in some way emotionally because they weren't able to be included. You know, in that profit, you know, that's just my insight into that poem, you know, I don't know, but, and then another one of the poems that was posted on May 21st, 2016, its post number was 1389. This one appears to have insight from someone who is in the know about what happened. I absolutely believe that there are covert messages in this poem, as well as the others, and they were written by someone present when the murders happened. That's my gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I think the person had a guilty conscience on some level, and writing those poems helped them to get that guilty weight off their chest, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
They are very specific about certain things, and that, in my opinion, is definitely a red flag and makes me feel that whoever wrote them was included or was there. They were present, involved in some way in what happened to those eight people. You know, or at least some of them. If they didn't go to all three places where the murder was committed, they went to at least the one spot.
Yeah.
You know, because the poems, they were very specific wherever the child was and stuff. So I don't know if, you know, I'm not aware of all the situations.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
I don't know the specifics of where everyone was at the time, you know, but I mean, they talked about moving one of the bodies, you know, in one of the other poems, or I don't think it was that one, you know, it was another one, but, you know, that was weird. And here's the last poem. It was posted May 22nd, 2018. Post number is 1628. This one is disturbing because some of it gives what one might call a play-by-play of what happened in one of the homes. It is specific about certain things that were done. I think that's the one I was just talking about, you know. So, I mean, you know, when you give a play-by-play, I mean, even specific references like that, it's not like they were hearing it, you know, like it was relayed to them, you know, like hearsay.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they heard someone over, you know, oh, they overheard someone say it. They were saying it from a first-person point of view, you know. So, I mean, it's, yeah, there's definitely something there, man. Whoever wrote that shit was definitely involved, in my opinion.